She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at High FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
Dina Diamond. Dina, very good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. I bet you're happy to be on at 7:15 than at 8, considering
so happy.
8 o'clock.
I can't tell you.
Yes, yes. Well, that is awesome.
So, well, I like to keep further from the fire, so I'm going to stay here.
Stay where you are with a fire extinguisher right next to you.
I'm going
to
be safer.
Yeah, you might well be right. Okay, so Dina, we've seen it, and you and I have spoken about this a lot. It started off, I think, with Nike, with a lot of their campaigns. Was it going to be successful? Wasn't it? But we are starting to see more and more Ben and Jerry's, but that's always been part of maybe their brand. So I kind of get that. Mm-hmm. But why Oreo cookies? Why are they going there? Why are companies so, well, I guess the question is, does it
trying
pay them?
Trying to be so PC.
Yes. Does it pay them to be woke? Because they're not doing it because they genuinely are, in my view.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we did talk about the Nike ad, and we talked about it, as you say, with the Ben & Jerry's. But they're brands that authentically are in the space. They're brands that have always stood up for social justice, that have always picked up whatever's going on in society, inequalities, and they've always come out and stood up against it. Whereas, I mean, for goodness sake. I mean, the ad with tampons. I mean, really? Like, to actually come out and come up with an ad that says, not all women have periods. Also a fact, not all people with periods are women.
How do
let's
you
celebrate
that?
The diversity of all who bleeds.
I don't even understand.
Really?
And how can they say that? And they're saying it's a fact. It's clearly not a fact.
Yeah.
So,
now
what do we
do? Maybe they didn't go to biology. I don't know. Maybe they missed out on that moment. But, you know, like if it doesn't make sense and it doesn't resonate and it's not even true, then I think brands just do themselves a complete disservice. So yes, everyone's into the whole new world and everyone is completely, all the brands are rallying around diversity and this whole, the whole Black Lives Matter movement has really pushed that forward again to the forefront. But if it doesn't sit in your brand and if it's not authentic and it does, there's no synergy, then don't do it.
Well, that's what I don't understand. I can't even read this out.
An Oreo cookie? What does that even
I actually can't read his message. I can't read his message because he says, but Picasso had a blue period. I mean, seriously.
Oh.
No, you know, that's why I'm not reading that out.
You just did.
No.
That's so funny. But you know?
Yeah.
But what's so funny is it says hashtag myth busting, hashtag period truths, hashtag trans is beautiful. Now, no one's saying trans isn't beautiful. Link. Be whatever you'd like to be.
Mm. Yeah, no one's arguing that.
It doesn't relate to your brand.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Are they trying to appeal to the trans community?
I assume that must
is that,
be.
Is that
how
one?
Big a market is
so,
that?
I mean, must McDonald's come out with an ad saying burgers are also for vegans? I mean...
it really makes no sense. Michael says, how is it maybe because Oreos squashes white between two browns? Like, I think we've lost it completely. We've lost it completely. If you can politicize or socialize an Oreo cookie into the latest woke ness. I can't even.
But
understand.
Even this Oreo cookie ad doesn't make sense. So it says, a loving world starts with respecting others. Question, why do pronouns matter? Answer, respect using someone's pronouns like he or she correctly shows respect. Really?
Okay, so that's very
like
nice.
Maybe, can I actually tell you something? Mm-hmm. I think this ad in particular goes against the use of gender because now you're making someone a he or a she.
Exactly. I agree with
that,
yes.
Actually. There was no he, she, it, you know.
Exactly, because transgender, why do you have to define someone? In fact, in a lot of the transgender literature and ads and all of their kind of promo stuff, there's a lot of stuff which says, why label someone as a he or a she?
But isn't this the point?
So
is that
this
you set
is,
yourself up for something like this, especially if it's not true to what your brand is. And it's got nothing to
Absolutely.
Do with your brand. It just isn't what your brand is. I mean, you're selling cookies to children.
Exactly.
And a few adults.
Well, a lot of adults.
Okay, a lot of adults.
I think a lot of adults. Yeah. I think you're actually selling it to adults, and the children are very lucky if they get them.
If they can reach the top cupboard, yes. But it's just a fascinating thing. So the fact that they're doing it, though, Dina, must mean that on some level or in some way this is paying off.
I don't know. Hey, so I think from if you actually look, well, the only way to tell is to see what they do in the future. So if this is working now, then it is, and they think it's a strategy that makes sense or resonates or gets consumers to align more with their brand, then they would continue the strategy. However, and I'm assuming that they actually do measure their marketing, but if it's a strategy that they see doesn't have any legs, just say, then hopefully it's something they won't continue with. I mean, Tampax has come up in his, like, historically with some clever stuff. I've even seen an ad where there's a woman, like, swimming in the ocean and there's sharks around her, and it says, "With Tampax, you're safe," which is very clever. That's a clever ad.
Could the point be, say, for example, with Oreo cookies, that we're actually talking about Oreo cookies? Could they go so left or so far out of the normal realm of what they normally do, which is cute kids dunking, you know, Oreos into milk, that we're sitting here and having a discussion about Oreos, and maybe somebody at the end of the show says, "You know what? It's Monday. I'll start the diet tomorrow. I'm going to go and get some Oreos." I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, the whole thing is, like, when you look at an ad, right? So for Nike, it's provocative. It's supposed to be, like, aligned to their brand. It's actually supposed to mobilize you into buying the brand. And it did. It really, really worked for them. I mean, if you look at their whole thing where we're at the football and you look around, they literally support all athletes who are controversial. It has made a big difference for them. It does do a swing in their loyalty and in their purchases, and you actually see it tangibly in their sales. But with an Oreo, like, I don't feel like an Oreo is as emotive a brand, and historically it has never been. I mean, it's a cookie. I think maybe they're overstating their importance as a brand for social conscience. Because, like, also, how big a brand, like, what, and actually that's a very good question that we can now bring up, is how much can a brand, like, depending on what the product is, stand for social sort of, the social impact.
Yes, exactly. So where do you go with those cookies? In other words, Nike can, they're sponsoring sports people. They're sponsoring controversial sports people. They're very much, it's part of, and it's about achieving, it's about standing for something. They've created that, even though I hated the campaign and I thought it was going to fail and I was completely wrong. But it still, in some way, makes a lot of sense.
It's woven into the fabric of the brand.
I can't link Oreos to it. And my worry is, for them, is, or my concern around the strategy is, if you suddenly are not true to what your brand is. I always look at it like this, in a South African context. The EFF can get away with saying the most outrageous things. Outrageous, because that's their brand. If anyone in the DA has to say something remotely like that, they'll be decimated, and they are decimated.
Yeah, look at the Elias Isidimeni billboard that they put out.
Absolutely.
They were taken out for that.
Yeah.
But if the EFF put up that billboard, nobody would have said they're trading on the blood of people who have died.
Absolutely not. But because it was from the DA, which was an uncharacteristic move, it was completely shunned and completely castigated, basically.
Right. So it's really fascinating. Is this, do you think, let's say for somebody like Oreo, do you think this is a move towards rebranding? And do you think that we're going to start to see more and more companies that have got nothing to do with anything within this space starting to move in this direction? God help us if that's the case.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of do see it. I think because marketers are also trying to be, as you say, so woke and so on the pulse of society. And again, people are becoming so verbal on social media and they resonate with their brands. But I feel like if your brand is it's just what it is. Again, it's a cookie. How much, like, it's like if Colgate had to get all political on you. Like, you know, it's more of a commodity than a big brand that has a big life present, that has a big personality. So it doesn't really ring true. And I don't think that actually, I think I can try and start.
Doesn't
I just
it irritate?
Don't think it's going to do anything for their brand.
No, but doesn't that annoy you? Maybe
it does.
It's just me.
No,
it irritates
it does.
Me because
no.
I feel like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You know, let us just eat our cookies and be happy.
Why
I don't want to learn about pronouns.
Exactly. I just want to eat the cookies.
Yeah.
I just want to brush my teeth.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what a lot of marketing agencies do, or advertising agencies do, is that actually once they start with a brand, they go, what is the personality of the brand? So if this brand had to be a person, would it be an old woman? Would it be your mother? Would it be a friend? Would it be a young girl? And they start like that. Mm. But with a cookie, it's more like a friend, and it's like a comfort.
Yeah,
and
even with food.
Don't start lecturing.
Even with food, don't you agree? Nando's does it a lot. I know with that Monopoly.
But it's part of their brand.
Is that part of
their brand?
We want it from them. Anything that happens within our society, we absolutely expect Nando's to come out with a social or political comment.
Mm-hmm.
We
but
want
it's cheeky
that.
And
yeah,
it's
irreverent.
Innuendo and it's fantastic.
Yeah.